Hello and welcome to the Super Professor Podcast. You're listening to Clemens Kunkel, a.k.a. Super Professor. And today I want to talk about Donald J. Trump in detail. And should we be worried because Donald J. Trump is controlling everything? The answer is yes, you should be very worried. Now, Trump goes and says, they're not Trumpers. They were never Trumpers. Now, let me go through what Donald Trump did in 2018. The Trump administration fired the government's entire pandemic response chain of command. Who did he put in charge? He put in Mike Pence. Just recently. So, should you be worried? Let me think about that further. Now, let's go with China. Now, China has what? 80,651 confirmed coronavirus, right? So that means they tested a lot of people. China had 3,070 people die, and right now they have 55,000 people they've been able to get back to normal through medicine and helping them. But still, people died. But if they hadn't reacted and got those people in hospitals, their death mortality rate would be much higher. Now, you know, you got China. They got like 1,386,000,000 people. They have a lot of people. The United States, we only got 327 million people. Okay? And that was in 2018. We had that. And now, yeah, China has more people than that because that was done in 2017, that information. Now, what is the problem with inadequacy? Well, now think about this. China has tested 80-some thousand, well, they tested more than that because 80-some thousand people are the ones that have it. That's not the ones that they tested, right? Now, in the United States, we're quarantining 1,000 people. We put them in something, and we quarantine them because that person has it, that person has it. Okay, we're going to quarantine all these people, this building. We're not testing them. You know why we're not testing them? We ain't got the test equipment. We have nurses that go on TV and showing paperwork where they can't get tested even though they're sick and they took care of a coronavirus patient. And now they're sick with the same symptoms, but the government said, no, you were wearing all of the equipment that you were supposed to keep from getting it, so therefore we're not testing you. They sent her a paper. Thank goodness she's union. But now think about this. And now Donald J. Trump says it's only 0.1% if you listen to his video. Is audible on Fox Fake News. There's a thing too. Fox Fake News. The fake news. Donald J. Trump come up with the saying, fake news. No, he did not. Vladimir Putin came up with that when he became in power. Fake news, fake news, fake news. Came from Russia. Putin taught Trump. Why does Trump have secret meetings with a murdering dictator? It's easy. He's in debt. Trump wants to be a dictator. That's easy to see. And Trump goes, oh, it's fake news. Everybody's after poor Donnie. Poor, poor, poor Donnie. Worse than any president ever. Trump, poor, poor Donnie. He's a whiner. And he's also not protecting us. He fires people, fires people, fires people. And he doesn't put anybody in charge. But, oh, wait a minute. He did put Betsy DeVos in that was homeschooled, that's a billionaire. He puts rich people that give him money. Should we be worried? Think about this. China with 80,000 people have coronavirus. And now it's in 101 countries. Territories. They say territories, okay? So, 101 now. Just think about that number. Now, this started a few months back. What did Donald J. Trump do? Now, think about this in a logical sense. We know that country is in trouble because it's all over the news. It's all over YouTube. It's all over Twitter. It's everywhere. We know they have a problem. There's videos of people dead on the streets. What do we do to keep us safe? What did we plan on doing? Not a damn thing. How do we know? Not a damn thing. Because they just, 2 days ago, authorized $8.3 billion for the problem in the United States. Just 2 days ago. But here's the funny thing. There aren't enough masks to go around for the hospitals, which is ridiculous. Now think about a little bitty mask. How many millions can you print out in a day? They're little bitty friggin' masks. But our hospitals are running out. And that means people can't get them in the United States. The United States only has 327 million people. China's got 1,386 billion people. Billion people. But China's people are all wearing masks. But we can't get masks in the United States. Why? Because the Trump administration didn't plan on for a pandemic. Why? Because they got rid of the pandemic response people. Can you trust Donald J. Trump? No. Why? Because he sat on the radio, on fake Fox News, he said that 100,000 people don't call the doctors. They don't go in. They don't call the doctors. They don't go in. And they go home, and then they go back to work. He made hypothetical up 100,000 people. They go back to work with the coronavirus. It's not that big a thing. And then he says, "No, I didn't say that, dude." You're every time he gets called out on what he does, he goes, "No, I didn't say that." You're on radio. You're on film. Can you trust Donald J. Trump? No way, shape, or form. Can you trust his administration? I don't. Why would I? All they've done is lie. When Trump says, "Oh, the Russian hoax." No. You worked with a dictator around the world. It's not a Russian hoax. You said it, and Trumpers buy it. Not real people buy it. The fake news is fake Donald J. Trump. Here's more fake news. He takes it when the hurricane came, he tweeted that it was in a state, and the hurricane map from the hurricane people showed the hurricane wasn't going that way. So little baby Donnie Trump went into his drawer, pulled out a black Sharpie, and drew the hurricane map to cover where he said it was going. And people panicked. Now think about this. Can you trust Donald J. Trump to tell you the truth when he edits a hurricane map to match his tweet? The answer is simple. No, you cannot. Here's another thing. Is Donald J. Trump the chosen one? Who said that? Oh, Donald J. Trump did. Now think about this. This guy gets to say whatever he wants, and his Trumpers buy it. He's the chosen one. God picked Donald J. Trump out of the billions of people on the planet to represent him. What is special about Donald J. Trump besides him sleeping around on all of his wives? What's special about Donald J. Trump paying porn stars to stay quiet during an election? What's special about that? Why would God pick someone like that to represent him or her? What? I mean, come on. Michael Cohen's in prison. Fake news. Donald J. Trump, fake news, fake news, fake news. Tell me another president that said that. There ain't one. Except for Vladimir Putin. How come there's only one news station, Fox Fake News, that has Donald Trump on all the time, spreading lies? It's a conspiracy theory. Donald Trump just gets to say stuff. Obama wasn't born here. And that was a lie. But he got to get it on Fox Fake News. Just spread it all over. Let's make more lies. Obama had me... What did they say? Oh, Obama had his phones tapped and everything else. More lies. Why does Trump get to lie 24/7? How long did it take the news people to say he's lying? They didn't want to call him liar. But now it's like, nope, he lies. He lies. He lies straight to your face, and he'll say, Kim Jong-un wrote me a beautiful letter. It's a beautiful letter. And then 2 minutes later, someone asked him, what's in the letter? And he goes, I don't know, I haven't read it yet. He lies straight to your face. There's no gray. But Trumpers go, nope, he didn't say it. But you get to watch him say it. You get to watch him lie on live TV, and you know he lied, but no, he didn't say it. He gets to lie constantly, and people buy the lies. You know, it takes two people to tell a lie, the one saying it and the one receiving. Quit receiving Donald Trump's lies. Stop. When he said a Russian hoax, that is not true. More than 100 Russian contacts on Trump's side. That's all the other part of the world. That's a dictatorship. There would be a lot more. There's, what, 7 people in prison from the Mueller report. There would be a lot more of them in prison if we'd have got more paperwork, but Donald Trump won't give out paperwork. He controls too much. How about Trump, the other lie? Donald J. Trump had more people than Obama did at the inauguration. But there's no picture of Donald Trump having more people. And here's what the problem is with children. All cameras and everything are GPS time date stamped. And if there was more people, how come not one of Donald J. Trump's people show us a picture of it's more people? They don't, because there isn't one. But he gets to lie, and people buy it. His people buy it. Not people where they can think. None of his people, not one of his Trumpers, call him out on his lies. You know why? Because they lie just like he does. Lying's okay. Everybody does it. It's fine. That's the problem. The problem is with this coronavirus, with false information and Trump not getting the testing out, the coronavirus will spread and spread and spread and spread in the United States and be everywhere because we're not even trying to stop it. Plus, people need to go to the hospital when they get it if they start coughing. So is it going to affect our economy? Duh. How come they weren't screening people coming into the United States? There's just simple logic. If you know there's an epidemic in a country, you got to understand, this wasn't hidden. It's in a country that has massive problems. And we did not prepare for anything. I saw it coming. I just kept panicking. Don't panic. Are you serious? This is coming to the United States. Have I been worried since? I'm like, yeah. I'm worried to death. Here's the problem with children that don't know anything. They say they're intelligent. Now, here's the other problem. Donald J. Trump says he's smarter than everybody. Donald J. Trump is smarter than the generals and don't listen to our generals. He's smarter than them. The man's never served in the military, but he's smarter than a general. No, and here's the other thing, the impeachment. The Republicans rigged the impeachment, which is insane. No witnesses, because the evidence was right there in front of you, and you get to see a whistleblower told us about Donald J. Trump. If the whistleblower hadn't stood up, we wouldn't know what kind of a criminal he was. Oh, yes, we do, because we got the Mueller report. Oh, that's right. Nobody in the Republican side read the Mueller report. Because if they did, then they could notice, oh, shoot. We should remove Donald J. Trump. He's illegal. Why is a fake president? Donald J. Trump is not a president. He's a fake president. In the Mueller report, he's individual one. Why does it say individual one? They were showing respect. They just should have put Donald J. Trump, the criminal. Let's get to the facts. He's a criminal. Donald J. Trump, the criminal. There's no gray. You say, yes, there is. No, Michael Cohen's in prison. Donald Trump cheated to win the election and won it, but really lost by 3 million votes. Because why? Because it's rigged. The Republicans have the election rigged in their favor through gerrymandering, voter suppression, and working with Vladimir Putin, sending false information. No, bad. Vlad didn't do it. No, it didn't happen. Oh, no, Trump didn't ask for 30,000 emails. No. And then 24 hours later, Vladimir did what Trump asked. Understand what Trump does. He asked for help and got it. But, no, he was joking. Really, seriously. You think I'm buying that? Oh, wait, this is the best part. I don't know Vladimir Putin. I don't know him. Believe me, trust me, I don't know him. Then why was he trying to build a Trump Soho? Oh, wait a minute. He did know Vladimir Putin. Oh, wait a minute. His people knew Vladimir Putin. Oh, wait a minute. Donald J. Trump had the beauty pageant in Russia. Oh. Putin's been in power for 17 years, plus now he's elected for another six-year term. So 17, 18, 18 years now he's been in power. So when Trump says he doesn't know Vladimir Putin, that's a straight-out lie. Over and over and over and over and over and over again. Why is this thing allowed to lie to us 24/7? Why do Trumpers not call him out on his lie? Because they lie and it's okay. Why do Trumpers accept Donald J. Trump sleeping around on his wife? Because they do. It's okay. Why do Trumpers accept Donald J. Trump walking in on girls changing clothes at his beauty pageant and say it's okay on Howard Stern Radio? Why do they think a peeping Tom is okay? Because they do it. That's the logic. There is no gray. Am I a Trumper? Heck no. Why would I want to be that thing? Disgusting thing. Why do people think that's a good thing to be like him? He says he's 249 pounds when he's got to be 349 pounds. He's a balloon. Why do people buy his lies? Here's a simple thing. He didn't lie. Put a weighing scale in front of the balloon boy and make him get on it. No, he is never called out on his lies. Republicans aren't calling Donald J. Trump out on all his lies. This is coronavirus. Donald J. Trump will say something and then something else. It's not that big a thing. Yes, it is. People are dying. No, it's not. It's not that big a thing. Go to work. You're sick, still go to work. In the United States, will it get worse? I think so. Why? Because I've been paying attention to what happened in China. Yeah, they got more people. And they had to go to extreme to get people fixed. Shut down towns, cities. Are we starting to panic here? We've been panicking for a while. People go, oh, don't panic. Well, yeah, seriously? I got a government that lies to me 24/7. Can I trust what they say? Absolutely, I cannot. Right now, we had 17 deaths in the United States and only 340 cases that, oh, it's only 340 people have it. Only 340. But Donald Trump says he's got it totally under control and it'll go to zero. But right now, it's at 17 people dead and 340. And the problem is with the 17 people dead, that's not a correct number. Why? Because people aren't being tested. People are dying and they're not being tested. Why? Because we don't have testing equipment. How come the government, let's get to the truth. How come the government wasn't preparing for this? How come the government don't have masks for the hospitals when they knew this was coming? How come the government didn't plan to check people when they knew this was coming? How come I know it was coming and the government doesn't? How come I know I should be worried about my kids and my grandkids? How come I know there's a problem here? Because I'm psychic? Is that it? Am I psychic and I can read the future? No, I look at the world map. I see what's happening. I know we get all of our stuff from China. How do I know that we're in trouble? Because I pay attention. How do I know Donald J. Trump lies all the time? Because I pay attention. How come I'm against Trump? Because he lies to me 24/7. When Donald J. Trump said he's going to release his taxes, it's under audit. I knew, he's lying out of his teeth again. How can Donald J. Trump get to lie 24/7? How can he hold people from telling the truth? How can he stop subpoenas? Because it's all about money. The rich people control too much. The Republicans didn't do their job. Flat out did not do their job. They didn't read the Mueller report. And it's too funny. They didn't read the Mueller report. Robert Mueller is a Republican. How come the only person saying fake news is Donald J. Trump? How come he's the only one that whines 24/7? Oh, poor Donnie. Poor Donnie. No one's been attacked as much as Donnie. Everybody's picking on me. Seriously. Why does Donald Trump give his people a Trumpy bear? The immigrant is going to take my job. I need a Trumpy bear. Seriously, this is embarrassing. Trumpers need a Trumpy bear to feel safe from immigrants. Now, here's the funny thing. Melania's an immigrant. Oh, it's okay, though. She's pretty. She got an illegal Einstein visa because that woman cannot speak 7 languages. How do I know she can't? Because I got friends that can speak 7 and 10 languages and they laugh at her. I laugh at her because I can speak English and I barely speak Spanish. Yo hablo en español, but no excelente. Todo el tiempo mi estudio en mi carro, manejando en la calle. So I can speak a little bit of Spanish, but crime in Italy. I don't got no damn Einstein visa. But she can get it. Donald Trump's mom was an immigrant. But we're against immigrants. Donald Trump's mom was an immigrant. But we're against immigrants. No, Donald J. Trump is against immigrants. Oh, wait a minute. Donald Trump's father was an immigrant. Why is this clown allowed to lie 24/7 to us? Oh, wait a minute. Let me help you out. I'm not Democrat or Republican. I don't vote by party. I think that's ridiculous. But why are people allowing this clown to run the United States into the ground? All he does is work with dictators around the world. He doesn't work with our allies. Don't you people understand they're our allies? Why are Republicans so clueless? It's totally embarrassing. Who are Trump's people? KKK, alt-right, neo-Nazi, white nationalists. Those are sick people. Those are not decent human beings. KKK hang people for being a different color. Neo-Nazi drove a car in and killed Heather Heyer, and Donald J. Trump said, ooh, there's violence on both sides. The Klan people, the KKK, the alt-right, the neo-Nazi, the white nationalists, took their hoodies off. That's not decent. White nationalists throw acid on a woman's face for wearing a scarf. Those are not decent people. Why would I ever want to be a Trumper? That's disgusting. They think he's the holy one. They think he's special because he says he is. They think he's super smart because he says he is. He's a stable genius, never even proven that he's smart. But they believe it. He says he's in superior condition when he's a friggin' balloon. Why do people buy garbage is beyond me. Why do I keep doing these podcasts? Because this man is driving me crazy. He represents mostly white people, but now he represents the United States to the world as being stupid, ignorant, using a Sharpie to say what the weather is. Donald Trump fires people on Twitter. He just keeps firing people. He's controlling the government and think about the man-made climate change. And he goes, oh no, climate change isn't real. He pulled out of the Paris climate change. No, he just says lies about that too. Removing all the environmental protection to help his rich people, his people get richer. The tax cut was for the friggin' rich. Why does Donald Trump get to lie to us 24/7? It's beyond me. He gets to say, oh, I'm working for free. I won't have time to golf. And all he does is golf. And we pay him $1 million to golf at his golf course. We pay him to go to his place and stay there all the time. He's golfed there, 297 times now? And we pay him to make more money off of us. Oh, he's give his salary. But he's making millions off of us. People buy that he's working for free. They believe he's working for free when he's making millions. This is kind of like Flynn and all these other people working for free for Donald Trump. No, they weren't. It's nothing but lies. Donald Trump got $50 million at Mar-a-Lago when he became president. Rich people paid $100,000 per person per year. Donald Trump, on January 1, made $50 million. So don't tell me the thing is working for free. Don't tell me it's his property. What did the rich people pay for, Trumpers? They paid for the tax cut. Donald Trump got tax cut from himself and for his people. We won $1 trillion in debt. Quit being so naive. This is ridiculous what you people are following. Can we trust the government? No, because Donald J. Trump cheats 24/7. So, no, we cannot trust the government. Not until he's removed, and he's cheating already. He blackmailed Ukraine. And on the impeachment, and the Republicans let him go. They think cheating's okay. I mean, crime and Nitley, they got zero values.
Why is cheating okay? Why is gerrymandering allowed? Why is cheating okay in the government? Oh, everybody doesn't. That is bullshit. Everybody doesn't do it. Why does Donald Trump get to insult people 24/7? Why does Donald Trump get to say, oh, tell the police, oh, when you put the criminal in the car, hit their head, it's okay. Why does he get to promote violence at his rallies and with police? Why does he get to promote violence? No president should promote violence. Why are they... It's wrong to promote the violence. But Donald Trump gets to do it. Here's what's going to happen in the United States. You can't have people die and not go, oh, no, they weren't tested. You know why? Because this is what's going to happen. Every time someone dies, someone's going to get a DNA sample. And then when they finally get a test kit, they're going to go, oh, let's put it together and say, oh, no, they got coronavirus. They died from the coronavirus. Because they had it. Donald Trump is not going to be able to cover this stuff up. He can cover it up for a little while. But people die. And he acts like, oh, no, I can cover it up. Like he's been covering other stuff up. But the problem is, he didn't cover stuff up. Everybody that has a brain knows that Donald Trump cheated. There's no gray to win the election. Everybody knows around the world that he cheated the second time. They know that we can be bought. There's no gray. There's no gray that if you go against Trump, he fires you. There is no gray that he cheats 24/7. What I don't understand is why Republicans are like, I did not know that there is this many Republicans this sick and allow this to go on. So every time that people keep dying because we're not doing our job to stop this spread of the coronavirus, every day it gets worse and worse. Every day someone else is infected, another person, and more people will die. And the coronavirus will mutate more. Virus mutate. You need to get a handle on it. Why do you think it mutated so bad in China? Why do you think it spread around the world in 101 territories? Scientists are saying it's going to be a global pandemic. So why are they closing stuff down? Because there's a problem. You need to fix it. You need to do things. Our government didn't plan for nothing. They did not plan for anything, even though you see another country going through hell. It's just going to stay over there. Don't worry about it. We don't get anything from over there. People don't go visit. It's fine. Why is it all over the world then? Here's the problem. We don't have enough tests to know how many people are totally infected here. Donald Trump says, oh, go to work. The numbers that they're giving you, don't believe that. No, believe me, I tell you the truth. Believe Donald J. Trump, the holiness, the God, the chosen one. Donald Trump said at his inauguration, God stopped the rain for me. God picked me out. You understand what this guy says, right? And then anytime Fox News goes against Trump, oh, I don't know, it's Fox is, you know, what's wrong with Fox now? Now, why do people think Donnie is so special? Why do people think he's a billionaire? Oh, that's right, he says he is. Is there proof? No. Oh, wait a minute, there is proof that 22 businesses failed. Casinos, yeah, there's proof that he's a failure. Oh, wait a minute, how do we know? 11 bankruptcies. I mean, 7, chapter 11. 7, chapter 11. Failure, 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 failure. Donald J. Trump couldn't get a loan in the United States. If the man is so good and so rich, why does he need loans? Because he's not rich and he's in debt. He's not a good businessman. He overextends and he was born with a silver spoon or golden spoon in his mouth. Why do people listen to this child is beyond me. Because they're children. They think Donald Trump is smart because they're just like him. They don't know anything either. Donald Trump says he's the best negotiator there is. Donald Trump says he's smarter than the generals. Now, Donald Trump just said that, oh, he knows so much about the viruses. He shouldn't be a president. He should be working in the virus department. That's what he just said the other day. Donald Trump knows everything. Nuke the hurricanes. That's what Donald Trump said. Put a nuclear warhead in a hurricane. Donald Trump knows everything. Best businessman ever. Failure, 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 failure. It's not intelligent. But people listen to his con because they're kind of like him. That's why. Donald Trump gets to bully people. Why is he allowed to bully? Because they bully, and it's okay. It's fun to bully people. It's fun to cheat and lie because you get in power. It's fun to steal from people because they steal. It's fun to lie to people because they lie. Why would anyone ever want to ever be a Trumper? It's beyond me. They're disgusting. Why would someone put a child in a dog cage? That's disgusting. Why did Donald J. Trump get away with kidnapping children from their parents that love them? People were asking for asylum, seeking help. Tell me one person Donald J. Trump helped. He didn't help anybody. He kidnapped children from their parent. There is no gray. And he sent them parents to another country without their damn kids. We still got those kids. The court said, no, give back the kids, but they didn't got no paperwork to find where all the kids got to go. How disgusting is that? But he got away with it. Because Republicans aren't doing their job protecting human beings in the United States. This is nothing but a country of immigrants. If you're not American Indian, you're an immigrant here. Quit allowing Donald J. Trump to destroy this country. Quit thinking he's special when he's stupid. That's embarrassing. Quit threatening us with guns. That's stupid. Everyone I know's got guns, so quit the stupidity of you Trumpers. Wake your ass up. You're not the only ones that live here. You're getting people killed with your ignorance. This is a virus that's killing people, and it's gonna get worse. Stop supporting stupidity. Go and study. Do I get angry? Yes, because the more I think about it, the more I remember, the more pissed off I get from Donald J. Trump being stupid and representing us around the world. Stop lying to people. Stop accepting the lies. Quit it. So anyway, I'm going to end this. So who am I? I'm a pissed off white man. Who am I? I am not religious in any way, shape, or form. Never will be, never going to be.
Donald J. Trump is not a chosen one. He's a stupid person. So, oh yeah, you want to bully me? I wish you would to my face. This virus is going worldwide, and people, this will get worse because we're not doing what we're supposed to do to keep people safe. Quit being stupid. Anyway, so I got to end this. I'm Clemens Leon Kunkel. I published a book on man-made climate change made super easy to understand. Why did I do that? Because I got a child telling people there's no problem. I published a book, Dream Your Dreams, How to Make Yourself Better. I published a kid's book, Mystical Truth Tales. I published a science book, New Theories on the Universe. What do? Well, I love to snow ski. I learned to snowboard. I've flown planes. I've skydived. I play chess. I play video games. I'm geek. I love computers. I hunt. I've trapped. I fish. I used to go coon hunting at night. I used to sit conibears bears out. I'm from the country. My father was 22 years Marine Corps. I'm from the country. It's horseback ride. I mean, when Trump says he's the chosen one and as fat as a balloon and does nothing and has no idea what to do and people follow him, it drives me bonkers. The guy's a child. How come I know he's a child? That's what drives me nuts. I see how stupid he is and how ignorant and brain dead and people think he's the chosen one when he's stupid. It's embarrassing. So anyway, pay attention. This is not a good thing that's going on in the United States. Our economy will collapse. And it is not the end of days. Pay attention to what's going on. Take care. Be safe. Stop accepting lies. Stop it.